Good morning. All right. I'm not the best speech giver, but I'm just going to read. Okay. My name is Katria. I grew up here in Hot Springs, a third generation Hot Springsian. I get the privilege of living in the same town as my two older sisters, along with their families and both of my parents. I also live here with my husband, Tyler, and our two sons. They're not here this morning, but my sons' names are Odin and Orion. God has so graciously fulfilled my desire to be a wife and a mother. It is a privilege and a blessing to be able to serve my family. That is a huge part of my testimony because for as long as I can remember, I wanted to be married. I was baptized as an infant at the Bethesda Lutheran Church. I attended school there as well until grade 6. I was eventually catechized and became an established Lutheran. This is where I was taught the Bible. Today, I do not take that for granted because I can stand here today in full confidence knowing that it was by hearing the gospel that I am saved by Christ Jesus and through him alone. As a child, I never doubted who Christ was or the gospel. I had faith that Jesus was my Savior who died and rose again for me. I could read the Bible, memorize verses for school, and know what it said, but forget and not understand how it pertained to Christ's sovereignty. I am able to recall how much I did not understand about the Bible and the confusion that followed me into adulthood. I didn't fully understand how I could be a Christian while I still sinned, so I did my best to not sin at all and lived by religious standards. No matter how hard I tried morally on my own, I would try to please everyone around me, to say and do things a Christian should. I experienced many spiritual challenges, including hearing voices for a brief time. It occurred at random times, and to this day, I am not sure what language they were. Being a child and not knowing why it was happening to me, I kept it to myself. I probably would have been medicated for schizophrenia had I shared that with anyone. Praise God that I was fed Scripture daily. I would meditate and pray on verses as I was memorizing, and after about a year, I never heard any of them again. God has helped me face many challenges to contribute to my personal growth and my dependency on Jesus. The truth of his word was constantly protecting me, showing me his word is infallible. Even after being taught who Jesus was in the gospel and what he did for my sins, I continued down a path of my own sinful choices. My parents divorced right before my freshman year. I had my own excuse to rebel to deal with the grief and loss. I attended parties with friends on the weekends and was exposed to alcohol and intoxication and immoral relationships. On the outside, I was considered a good person, but on the inside, I needed to repent and turn back to Jesus. Throughout high school, I had been progressively influenced in the direction of false religion and prosperity gospel from believers I knew on social media. I was constantly fed the lie that Jesus loved me the way I was and that he wanted me to be happy. It sounded morally right, but the truth was that I was his enemy living a double-minded life. It wasn't until later, after high school, God would radically give my heart a makeover and I would face the hypocrisy in my own heart. During this period, God was actively calling me back to him and his word. I hungered to understand the Bible when I read it. I began to focus on verses that sounded nice, that made me feel better, and reaffirmed in my mind who I thought God should be. I twisted its meaning in my own heart. After I had graduated high school, I was invited to a church in Rapid City. It was there, listening to a sermon, that the Holy Spirit opened my eyes to realize I was a hypocrite, just like the Pharisees. But Jesus, rich in mercy, took all sin upon himself forever. I couldn't control my emotions as I felt what I never comprehended before. The Lord had opened my eyes. I had been blinded by my own sin, living in an undisciplined life and grieving the Holy Spirit. Tears streamed down my face as all that weight came flooding out from deep inside and was replaced with peace. I knew my life belonged to Christ, and every sin I would commit or had committed was completely gone because he suffered, died, and is alive. I was reborn and baptized. After my baptism, I began to grow in the Lord and his word. I stopped partying on the weekends I couldn't do the things I had done before, and I didn't want to. It drastically changed my relationships, and I even lost some dear friendships, but I found encouragement in the Bible. He continued to transform my mind and my heart. After a couple of years, I got married and started my life independently as an adult. It's amazing how after marriage, there's a mirror in front of you and you no longer see your own person, but the union you are with that person. God uses that holy union to sanctify and develop each of us more than becoming parents. That mirror expands even further and continues that development. You have to look at the reality of who he has called you to be. There were many misconceptions I still had about my spirituality and righteousness. During COVID, God dispelled almost all of them with pastors online who properly exposited scripture and didn't add anything to it. I no longer believe that I am alive to find my own purpose. I am alive because it is Christ who lives in me. My purpose is to seek Christ and live for his glory. It is the testimony of his Holy Spirit that I am alive. The Lord has completed our justification, and he continues to sanctify us until we are with him in glory. There is nothing else we can add to it except to submit ourselves to him in faith and to one another in love, so that he will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. He is worthy of all praise and glory." In John 1, 16 and 17, in the Amplified, it says, "For out of his fullness, the superabundance of his grace and truth, we have all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. For the law has given through Moses, but grace, the unearned, undeserved favor of God and truth came through Jesus Christ. I was so encouraged by awesome pastors I've never met to find a local Bible-based home church. I'm so grateful to our Lord. He has placed this one right here. Thank you for welcoming me and my family. I'm eager to grow with you all in serving our Lord."